Good morning to you. This is the voice of Pastor Ken Hargan. I'm going to try to come to you once again. My voice is giving me a lot of trouble and I have some shortness of breath, but I'm just going to try the very best I can. You tune me in this morning by the way of WION, I-1430 AM or 92.7 FM over in Low Ada area. 100.3 FM at 8 o'clock. And I welcome each and every one of you. Others have tuned me in by the way of Greenville, WGOM, 106.3 FM at 9 o'clock. And we're now streaming both of these broadcasts live by the way of the web. Others have tuned me in by the way of earsradio.com at 10 o'clock. I welcome you, those that's listening by the way of my website. I welcome each of you and trust that God's blessing will be upon each one of you. A thank you to those who helped cover the cost of broadcasting. Gloria Spencer, in memory and honor of her husband, Spence. She lives in Orleans. Bill and Judy Hammond, they live in Belding. And then, of course, Shiloh Community Church, where I pastored for about 50 years, still attend there, was able to go for a little bit last week. Didn't stay as long as I wanted to, but was able to stay for some of it. An invitation to Shiloh Church is that Saturday evening at 6:30, Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, and then there's a contemporary service at 10:45. And we have a campus over in Greenville. And that campus meets at the old Calvary Baptist Church, the corner of Grove and LeRae Street. And that service is at 11 o'clock. You're welcome to attend any one of those services that you would so desire to do. I want to give a big thank you to K.N. Kingsinger for picking out our music. And we're just trusting that we'll be able to continue to do this, but we don't know for sure how things are going to go. But we're just taking it one day at a time, folks, and just trusting the Lord to lead us and direct us according to His divine will. This is Labor Day weekend, so I want to especially remember all of those who have passed away this last year, and especially the times you remember in our family, those that passed away, like our daughter Carlene, 21 years ago. I've already been thinking of her, and we want to do that through this holiday time. Well, let's get ready to have a song and see if we can get going with the message time, okay? And this song is entitled, Show Me the Cross. Little boy was lost and didn't know where he was, and a man was going to try to help him. And he said, if you show me the cross, I know how to get to rest the way home. And so then, with that thought in mind, they wrote this song. And that song has been a special blessing to many different people. And it's, I trust it's going to be a blessing to you this morning. Here we go. God bless you.
He remembered the old church where the big cross was lit. Then his eyes opened wide, and he said with a smile, if you can get me to the cross, I can find my way home. Show me the cross, and I'll find my way home. Show me the cross, and I'll know where to go. When I'm there beneath the cross, I know. It was far from familiar, and I found myself lost. But I remember the place where I first saw his face. I cried, Lord, get me to the cross, and I'll find my way.
Show me the cross, and I'll find my way home. That little boy illustrated a song that was pretty special for each one of us today. If we can come to that cross, we can know the way home. Let's bow together for a moment of prayer. Father, once again, I come into your presence. I come, Father, because I need your help. I want to be able to do this broadcast, so I pray you give me calmness inside. I pray that you would lead and direct and honor your word. I pray you would bless the listening audience. That's why I'm here this morning. I want to minister to them, Father. Whatever their needs are, we're coming up into Memorial Day weekend. And there's been a lot of people that have passed away. Their families will be remembering. And some of this have been this past year. And are still very keen and very fresh upon their minds and hearts. So I pray that you would lead us and direct us this morning. That you bless the listening audience and meet their every need, whatever it might be, according to your divine and your holy will. And then, Father, as we come into your presence, we also want to pray that you bless your word. We realize in this day and age that we're a part of, there's a lot of people who don't want to believe in God. They don't want to accept God's authority in their life. I just pray that this morning may even speak to somebody that's been hanging on the fence. Whether they believe in God or don't, that they might come to a place of understanding who he is and how much great love he has for each and every one of us. I pray that you will be pleased to bless to this end. I pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Well, folks, you know, as we come to this Memorial Day 2021, it's pretty hard kind of thinking of what all we went through last year and to think back of the people whose lives were going through the dying process and they had to do it all alone and how hard that was on family members. We have some folks that we know that's in the hospital right now with COVID and they can't have any visitors and that really makes it tough. But I want to go back to just saying again, I'm glad to be 86. But I want to also just tell you that there's been so many changes in my life and so many blessings that I would have missed. I was not raised in a Christian family. We did not even have a Bible in the house. The first Bible I ever saw, I got from the school library. They said we're going to study something in the Bible, but Exodus, and I didn't even know what the Exodus was as the children of Israel left the land of Egypt. But anyway, I went to the library and I took out the Bible. And when I was growing up, I liked to help farmers and I'd work for farmers when they were putting up hay and things like that, as much as a kid could do. But, you know, I remember one night after we got through work and the farmer said to me, "How would you like to stay and eat supper with us?" And I thought, well, I was a little shy, but I think maybe I would enjoy that. And so I decided to go ahead and stay for supper. Well, they had everything on the table, and they had us come to the table. And the fried potatoes were sitting in front of me. And so that meant that I was supposed to take some and pass them on. So that's what I did. That's what we did to home. And I was getting ready to take some potatoes, and he said, "Son, we got to wait a minute." He said, "We're going to pray before we eat." And so he get a word of prayer and he thanked Jesus for the food and all that kind of thing. And when I went home that night, I said, "Mom, how come we don't pray when we eat?" She said, "Well, some people do and some people don't." I said, "We didn't even have a Bible. How come we don't have a Bible?" "Well, some people do and some people don't." And I was wondering about God. "Do we believe in God?" "Well, some people do and some people don't." Well, you know, that's kind of the way it is at this period of time in society. Matter of fact, there's probably more that don't believe. There's a lot of them who do believe. But there's many, many people of the generations coming that don't really believe in God. And, you know, I believe when we think about doing things like celebrating Memorial Day, I think a belief in God gives you a whole lot different picture about it than it does if you don't believe in God. I don't know what you really believe about death when you don't put the God factor in there, when you're not thinking about who he is and what he has done. One of the things that I love about God is the fact that he did memorials. You know, memorials isn't just something that started in the recent years. There was a time when the children of Israel had came to the Jordan River. They had been there before, but they didn't cross over. But now they're getting ready to cross over on the other side and head for the Promised Land. that God had promised them. Well, when they get ready to cross over, he told them they had to get their feet wet first. I thought God's got a good sense of humor. He said, when the priests get their feet in the water, then I'll divide the water. And when the priests got their feet in the water, then the water was divided, and it says, believe it or not, they crossed on dry land. And pretty soon that big group of people crossed the Jordan River, and when they got on the other side, God said to Joshua, the leader, I want you to have 12 men, one that represents each tribe, go back into that water and get a big rock and bring the rock up here on shore. So the 12 men that were selected went into the water, picked up a big rock, and then they built an altar there. And then God said to them, this is going to be a memorial. This is a memorial for the things that I have done for you. And in years that lie ahead, when you're out this way and you see this pile of rocks, and your children say to you, what does this pile of rocks mean, Dad? Then you're to say to him, you're to tell him this story, to remember how they crossed the Jordan River on dry land. Today I want to use the book of Proverbs. Proverbs got a lot of wisdom in it. And I want to think about the God factor. The God factor of obedience to God, which is something that I really want to work on, that I really want to be a big part of my life, that I obey God. I just don't hear his word, I do his word. And then I realize that there's people that say, I don't believe God. So they disobey God. They live their life the way they want to live it. There's no concept of God, no thought that ever one day they're going to stand before this God. And so I just got some different verses that I'd like to share with you. And the first one is from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace, my commandments will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tables of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Disobedience to God, he's telling us, is going to add a lot to your life. And I can say since I was 18, God has added a lot to my life because of the fact that I believe in this one God and try my very best to do whatever he tells me to do. But when God is left out, what becomes the factor of your life? What becomes the thing that is going to keep you going? And I think one of the main things that does that is the selfishness of wanting to do what you want to do. And so that causes sometimes a lot of difficulty. I like the way Paul, the Apostle Paul, was sharing with the young pastor Timothy. He was reminding him that it was no easy job being a pastor. You must understand this, he said to Timothy. In the last days, there will be violent periods of time. People will be selfish, and they will love money. They will brag. They will be arrogant. They will use abusive language, and they will curse their parents, show no gratitude, have no respect for what is holy, and lack no more affection for their family. They will refuse to make peace with anyone. They will be slanderous, lack of self-control. They'll be brutal and have no love for what is good. I've got to tell you, folks, when I read that, it sounds like today. The things that are happening in our society. I just heard last week where a road rage was that a guy shot at a car and killed a little four-year-old kid. I gotta tell you, no road rage is worth all of that kind of stuff. It sounds like we're today. Now, some people will just say, well, that's just the way it's gotten. We've done it very gradually, a little bit here, a little bit there. But you know what? When I think about reading something like that, and oftentimes when I'm listening to TV, I'm thinking, I need God. I need God in my life. I've said for many years, God is for those who can't make it on their own. And I can't make it in life on my own for sure. And I know for sure I can't make it through this thing called death on my own, which we'll be thinking about this week and reminding us that every one of us, one of these days, is going to die. I'll go on with this thought of doing it this way, considering the two different factors. You know what, when you believe in God, then one of the things that comes to my mind is, I want to trust God. But the one that rejects doesn't want to trust God. They want to trust their own thinking. I like a verse in the book of Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you're not going to please God without faith. For he that comes to God must do two things. First of all, he must believe that God is. Must believe that God exists. And secondly, he goes on to say, and that God is the rewarder of them who diligently would seek him. And that's what we need to do. So I go back to the book of Proverbs again. The same third chapter. And in this chapter is the verses that I picked for my life verses that I always wanted to come back to. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I just wanted to learn how to trust him until it could be with all my heart. And do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. When I asked Jesus to come into my life, I didn't realize how many benefits there was going to be for my life. But I got to tell you, through these years, I found it to be very, very special, the amount of benefits that God has brought into my life. But it's the idea of trusting him, relying upon him, believing in him, and realizing that he's going to make that some special blessing to your life. It's going to add a dimension to your life. But if God is left out, if we don't have any time for him, and we don't acknowledge him. I like that word, acknowledge God. What I do is acknowledge God and all the things that I'd have decisions to make about. I don't know how you figure it out when you're just doing it on yourself. You must think you're pretty wise to be able to get all the answers to life and what we're going through in this day and age and what we've been through. But people who reject the God factor in their life, when Jesus was born, that's the way it was. It tells us in John 1:10-11, he was in the world, and the world was made by Jesus, and the world did not know him. Now listen to this. He came to his own, the Jewish people, and the Jewish people did not receive him. They rejected him. But it goes on to tell us, but to all those who did receive him, he gave them the power, the authority to become the children of God. What a blessing he added to their life. And it goes on in John 1, 4, 5, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend the light. Now here's why I believe so many people don't want to come to God. In John 3, 17 through 20, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God so loved this world. He so loved you. He so loved every person in this world that he sent his one and only Son to provide a way for us. But in him was life and all that kind of thing. And God tells us right up front, I didn't send my Son into the world to condemn you. I sent my Son that you might believe. He who believes in him is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is condemnation. This is why I believe it happens, that he is light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. They don't want to change their lives. They don't want to have something that's coming from God. They just want to do what they want to do. And he says the reason for that is because their deeds are evil. For everyone who practices evil deeds do not want to come to the light, lest his deeds would be exposed. God's reminding us we need to make sure that we accept him. Rejecting him is not going to work in our life. Here on planet Earth, he tells us we can have eternal life and the promise of eternal life as we trust in him. Well, I think I got to take a little break for a minute or two. And we got a song that's going to last. Oh, it's a good long song. It's talking about the anchor holds. And you know, we need an anchor for life. And that anchor can hold us. And that's something that is very special. So we'll get ready to listen to this song. And as we do, we'll look forward to coming back and finishing the message. So God bless each one of you.
Storm. but I never knew they would slip right through. Like they were only grains of sand. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. Where God proved His love for me, the anchor holds, though the ship's been battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm.
The anchor holds in spite of the storm. What a beautiful thing that is for each one of us, that that anchor holds in spite of the storm, and that God's going to be able to make sure that we'll carry it through, and we're going to continue on with God and believe in Him and trust Him. Got one more little thought I want to share about this, and then I want to spend the rest of the time on Memorial Day weekend. But the idea of it is that we're living in an upside-down society when it comes to God is concerned. God is being left out. And many things that they're trying today within the political world is to push God out, not to have Him be a part of American way of life. But we need to realize that God tells us that He's still God. Whether people believe in Him or not, that don't make Him God. He is God. He is the Creator. He loved us so much He sent us His Son. His Son loved us so much that He gave His life upon the cross to pay for our sins. And when we believe in Him, we get the forgiveness of sin. We get no condemnation. We get the promise of eternal life. But you know, one of the things that He tells us that gets left off is that there's no honor for God. Proverbs again, chapter 3. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with your first fruit of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father does his son in whom he delights. We honor God in our relationship with our possessions, and we honor God in our relationship with our response to God and what he wants from us. Jesus one day was asked, which is the greatest commandment? And he answered the man that asked him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like unto that. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang everything from the law and the prophets. You know what, folks? I wouldn't want to live any other way but with the realization that I need to honor God. And I do have a tremendous honor for him. And I need to realize, too, not only to honor God, but when I want to serve God, when I want to worship God, it has to do with the idea that I would be in love with people, that I want to help people along the way as well. But we need to know that this is not true when God is left off. All of a sudden, everything has to do with that person and the things that they want for their life. The first commandment is left off, and that's something that all of a sudden ends up being, they're just looking out for themselves. I love Jesus and a story he told one day to a person who was living without God. And this is a good story for those of you that might be living without God. Then he spake a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentiful. He thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no more room in my barns to store my crops? So he said, I know what I'll do. I'll pull down my barns, and I'll build greater barns. And then I'll be able to store all of my goods, my crops and my goods. And I'll say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Sounds beautiful in the world's concept today. In society's concept, everything's going wonderful. We've got more money than we need. We got money laid ahead. We're just going to take it easy the rest of our life. Sounds good. But all of a sudden, the God factor comes into play. But God said to him, you fool. This night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will these things be which you have provided? So is he that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. He just lays up treasure for himself and he's not rich towards God. You can live a life that way if you want to. But you know, for the one who believes in God and one who has believing in God, you do things to worship him and to serve him and help other people. You know what God says in his word someday? That when you do the things the way he wants you to do it, it's just like he's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. But this man is going to hear it. Tonight, your soul's going to be required to you. When you don't believe in God, you're still going to die. You're still going to go through old age. You're still going to go through whatever sicknesses there are. But you're going to do it on your own. You're not going to have his help for you because you don't believe he exists. And that causes us to have a whole lot of difficulty that we need to realize we need to be better. We need to be serving God in what things he has done for each and every one of us. With that thought in mind, I want to turn to Memorial Day. Because you know what? We all know people that have gone through things in their life. But before I do, I just got to tell you a story that sometimes I wondered as I was a pastor for my 50 years. I meet people who say they didn't believe in God. I give an invitation to come to church and say, I don't believe in the church. Well, sometimes as I got older, I begin asking, Can I ask you a question? What causes you not to want to believe in him? He says he really loves us, and he wants us to believe in him. And belief in him for my life has changed my life tremendously. And you know what I found out is many times it was something that they got hurt about religion, not Jesus. They were taking it out on Jesus. And I said for years, don't judge Jesus by how a Christian lives. Jesus has more love, more care, more concern. In the night I wake up and I can't get back to sleep. Been having to sleep in a chair. When I lie down, I can't breathe. But anyway, I've been reading the Psalms. And one of the things I've been learning from the Psalms is God's love is going to endure forever. God's love is forever. And God wants us to know that we have that love. But what had happened is these people were hurt by religion. And I can understand it in this story that is in the Bible when it tells us that one day some religious people, they came to Jesus when he was teaching. And he interrupted his teaching by having a woman they were dragging there. And they throwed her on the ground. And they said this woman was caught in the act of adultery. Now, Jesus, what are you going to do about this? Book of Moses, when Moses is writing, he said, from God the Father, he said, if somebody is caught in adultery, they're to be stoned. So what do you say? But they said this testing him, just so they might have something to say against him. And Jesus just stooped down and began to write in the sand. And they kept asking, come on, Jesus, tell us, what are you going to do? What should we do with this woman? And then Jesus stood up, and he looked at all those people that were there, those religious people. And you know what he said? He said, you know what? If you are sinless, go ahead and cast the first stone. Then he stooped down and began to write in the sand again. And every one of those religious people walked away. And Jesus stood up. He said to the woman, where are your accusers? She said, nobody has accused me. They all laughed. Every one of them that was condemning her had laughed. Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Remember, Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but he came that we might have more life, and we might be saved. So he says to that woman, go and sin no more. You know what he did? He gave her a second chance. Why wouldn't you love a God who gives second chance? Why wouldn't you want to reach out to him, even if you're messed up in many different ways? He wants us to know. But you see, those religious people, they were just as guilty, I believe, as a man that was committing adultery with her. He was using her body for his benefit. Now they're using this, well, these religious people are using this woman to get to Jesus. They're just as guilty as he was. They're doing the same thing, not being honest with what was going on. God wants us to know that this one Jesus didn't come to condemn us, but he came to give us eternal life. I'm so glad when I think about those that I have known that believed in God, to know that one day I get to see him again. I want to wrap up today's service with some thoughts about Memorial Day. I believe, first of all, Memorial Day should be in remembrance, of all the men and women. Many of them paid a supreme price. Jesus said one day, greater love can no man show than this. One would be willing to die for his friends. And through the years of all the different wars, there's been men and women who have died that I might have the freedom that I have today, that you might have the freedom that you have today. We don't want to misuse that. The price was too high to be paid. The price was so high that it cost a lot of people their life. And so we want to hang on to do whatever we can do to make America be one that pays respect and honor. I like a Bible verse in the book of Psalms 33:12. And I don't know how much of America would do this Memorial Day 2021. But blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I hope that our God for America isn't money, isn't selfishness, but we want to reach out and honor the God that created us, the God that one day we'll stand before in such a way that is so special. I've done many military services in my lifetime. And I need to tell you, I was not in the military. I did not have to go. My two brothers went, and I was so proud of them for going. But because I was the oldest one in the family and was a breadwinner for the family, they never took me. But you know what? I have tremendous respect whenever I do a service for a military person. And I love it at the end of the service when we honor their life, when we honor the lives of those that have paid the price, when we honor the life of those that their life was not taken. They lived a good many years after military time. But they had things in their minds, in their hearts, things in their body. I got to tell you, it really speaks to our hearts when we can see somebody learning to walk whose legs are missing because they were blown off by a bomb or something. And many people carry things in their minds and their hearts that is tremendously difficult. I'm here to say, folks, I want us to realize for America a verse that's in 2 Chronicles 7:14. It's just the idea of doing this. It says, if my people who are called by my name, if they'll humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then God says, I'll hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sins and I'll heal their land. Getting a lot of promises how we're going to heal the land. But we need to know that God is saying to you and I, we can heal the land when we ask for forgiveness and ask God's blessing to be upon our life. So I would just like to say, for Memorial Day 2021, I think it would be a good thing and honor to all of those, when I see the flag, when I do the military service, and I see the respect to the flag, and I hear the taps, I hear the guns shoot salute, I want to think of pledged. And I would say to you this morning, in honor of the military this season of Memorial Day weekend, I wish you would say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. In honor of those that paid the price, I say the pledge to the flag. Now I want to come to those of you and I. Lay to rest our loved ones. We've laid to rest so many people. You know, in my lifetime, I've done over 5,000 funerals. That's a lot of people to lay to rest. I need to tell you that this 2020, last year, was one of the most difficult years because so many people died alone. And I had in my thinking that no person should die alone. I would want to be there with them and hold their hand. But so many people died alone. And the funeral service has been so different this year. Limited amount of people that could come to the funeral service. So we need to realize that God's got some work for each one of us to do. And you know, grieving process is one of the toughest things that I ever went through as I worked through that grieving process. So I want you to take a few moments this Memorial Day weekend, as I'm going to do, and think of those different ones, your parents, maybe your brothers and sisters, for us it's two children, all the people that I've known from church that have laid to rest. I want to just do something in honor of them. So what I'm going to do this morning as I close, we're going to close with the national anthem and the realization that God has given us such a blessing to be able to know Him and what He means to our life.
Can you see?
God bless you.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we Star Spangled.